You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. There's a big 200th birthday celebration for Judge David Davis coming up Thursday, September 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Lakeside Country Club in Bloomington. Kathy Conley from the David Davis Foundation has been associated with the mansion since the 70s when she was a volunteer. For the past 6 years, she's been a member of the foundation and is currently president. She says this birthday party acts as a fundraiser and includes a floor auction.
And we're going to have a lot of items for silent auction. We're going to have period music. We have a faculty string trio from ISU that will be playing throughout the evening. We're going to have a special guest that will give a few words, very few, about Judge Davis, because there may be some people that don't know a lot about him. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a trivia contest about the Davises. And we're going to have craft beer and wine tastings and hors d'oeuvres. And it's a good time to socialize. And we hope make some money. And it primarily supports our educational and interpretive programming, but also the maintenance of the mansion, too, because being a house that was built in 1872, there is a lot of maintenance and upkeep. And, of course, the state of Illinois at this time is not able to fund us as they have in the past. So we have to step in, the foundation does, and support these programs and just deferred maintenance. We really need a new air conditioning system, but that's not terribly sexy. So I mean, people really don't, you know, want to donate to that. So it's much more exciting to support children's programming. But we do a lot of special events throughout the year. We have car shows, and we had Civil War Days this year, Glorious Garden Festival, Christmas at the Mansions, and all of that takes money and people power to bring off.
Well, speaking of people power, Jeannie Reardon's going to be retiring at the end of the year, I believe. Now, can she be replaced? Is there going to be money for that? Or does the foundation have to take even more on its shoulders?
Well, the job has been posted, but when it will be filled is not known. At one time several years ago, when there was quite a lot of talk of closing historic sites in Illinois, the foundation did step in to keep the mansion open. Interestingly enough, our attendance has been increasing, and our staff, full-time staff, has been decreasing. When the foundation was formed in 1986, we had, I believe, 5 full-time employees. Now we're down to 2, but our attendance has gone up. In the month of July, we had over 7,200 visitors. They came from many, many states, so it's really amazing how busy we are.
But you have to take the responsibility, the foundation has to take that on, the responsibility of doing these things with less staff around. Do you find you have to expand the foundation in order to carry such a workload?
Well, we have bylaws that limit the number of people, but if we have people that will step in and help, and we're very fortunate because we have a good board. It's a working board. Most of the people are employed. They have other jobs. So there's only so much time and energy that they can commit. But we're always out there trying to partner with entities in the community and to work through whatever we have to face.
What about the volunteers? Are you relying more and more on the people who are volunteering at the mansion?
Yes, we are. And of course, I believe that this is a trend that exists beyond just the mansion, but volunteers are becoming older and older. And we have many people that started 20, 25 years ago and maybe can't climb up and down stairs to give tours. So we have to try to recruit young, and we've gotten some really good young members, but we're hoping to do that more and more.
With all these dwindling resources, do you feel that you can continue to serve the community in the same capacity that you've been doing so over the years?
Well, we're very fortunate in that we had many of our school programs in place. They were developed by educators, and they meet the state standards. So those have been developed and are in place. That really helps. And many of the programs that we've done have been researched, and the background information is available for the guides. So we're trying to engage and enlighten, and we're very fortunate that we have a strong foundation for what we're doing.
That's Kathy Conley, president of the David Davis Foundation. Judge Davis's 200th birthday celebration is September 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Lakeside Country Club in Bloomington. For more information, go to the datebook page of WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.